This is Nelson Harris and Marshall Harris. And Nelson, there is no relationship between the two of you, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Just good friends or?
Good friends.
Okay. And how did you collaborate on this project?
Well, actually, Marshall came to me and presented the idea, so I'll let Marshall share a little bit about the background.
Okay, Marshall, do you have a background in aviation?
Gene, my father managed the airport from January of 1945 until June of 1974, which was almost 30 years, and I grew up in the shadow of the airport. And I've actually been after Nelson for about 10 years to do this, but he's been so busy that we finally were able to collaborate in 2013 and begin this project. So I'm real pleased that we were finally able to do this.
So you, Marshall, you saw a lot of growth, obviously, at that airport.
Yes, I did. When I was a child, it was more of a plaything growing up. But, of course, I came along after World War II. But I did get a chance to see the old prop planes and the evolution into the jet age and obviously all the changes since, because I've been here in the Valley my whole life.
Now, when did it become Woodrum Field? That was early on, correct?
That dedication was in 1941, and it was named after Clifton Woodrum, who was a congressman who obtained funding for the airport during the war effort to expand the facilities at the airport. Hmm. And therefore, it became Woodrum Field. And prior to that, it was Roanoke Municipal Airport.
And you handed me this little bookmark, circa 1960, which has the rental car phone numbers and some of the other phone numbers, and it's got a map of the airport, and there used to be a third runway. Talk about that a little bit, a shorter runway, which a lot of people probably don't even know there was a third runway.
Runway 927 was one of the original runways, but due to the topography of the land and some of the development around that area, it became unexpandable, whereas the north-south runway and the main east-west runway, 523, could be expanded, and that was done later in certain sequences.
And those are the runways that we know today, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. We're talking with Marshall Harris and Nelson Harris, the Images of Aviation, the Aviation in Roanoke book. And Nelson, you've done these, I don't know if you call, what do you call these, picture books, or how do you describe these books? You've done a number of these on Roanoke City, on Virginia Tech. You've done one of these, I believe, on the railroads in Roanoke. And talk about coming around to aviation.
Sure, I have. And this book, like the others, contains about 200 archival photographs depicting aviation from its very beginning in Roanoke up to the present. And Gene, the gem of this book is, I would say, 95% of the images in it have never been published before, are not publicly available until now. And so there are some real gems and treasures of images in this collection. And almost all of the images came from private individuals, most notably Wes Hillman.
Okay, now who is Wes Hillman?
Gene, Wes Hillman went to the airport out of curiosity with flight when he was approximately 12, 13 years old and never left. And he today is about 92, 93, and Wes has been part of the airport for over 80 years. As a matter of fact, he was sort of a hanger-on there at the airport, and the first manager of the airport, Bob Donahoe, told Wes, he said, "Son, if you're going to be here at the airport, we're going to put you to work." And that was fine. And Wes ultimately bought out Boots France Flying Service, renamed it Hillman Flying Service, and was a major instructor of many, many, many folks who learned how to fly at the airport, became commercial pilots, military pilots, and went on to careers in aviation. And he is as passionate today with his love of aviation as he was when he first went there as a kid.
Interesting. You know, Nelson, it's interesting, some of the photographs, people really used to dress up. I mean, going on a plane was like a really big to-do at one time where people, this was like a big thing.
Oh, it was big time. And you know, men would put on suits and ties when they would fly, and women dresses. Obviously, much more formal society than one in which we live today. And some of the images, Gene, are of events that occurred at the airport where maybe a new airline would offer passenger service into Roanoke, and so city officials and other dignitaries would gather and celebrate that. And so there's some images of when American Airlines came to Roanoke, Eastern Airlines came to Roanoke, Piedmont came to Roanoke. But you're exactly right. I mean, people dressed up, and air travel was something that you put a tie on for.
Interesting, too, that there's a lot of changes, you know, not only with the runway shutting down, but new terminal, and like I said, a lot of turnover over the years in airlines. But the airport has been a big part, has it not, of Roanoke's growth over the years?
Well, there's no question that that Roanoke's airport is a key driver of the economy here and of economic development in general over many decades. And, of course, one of the key components of Roanoke Valley's economy is transportation. And the fact that we have this regional airport has played a significant role in the development and growth and expansion of the Roanoke Valley, without question.
You know, Marshall, I wanted to ask you, we're talking with Marshall Harris and Nelson Harris. Their book is Aviation in Roanoke, Images of Aviation. I wanted to ask you if your dad ever talked to pilots or flyers about where the Roanoke Airport was, because I know what I've heard is that a lot of pilots, even today, really don't. It's not one of their favorite airports to fly into. You've got the mountains, you've got wind drafts and that type of thing. Did the Roanoke Airport, you know, present the challenge?
Gene, when they chose the site for the current airport, they chose it because of its location and the amount of land around it and the fact that it was all open. Now, obviously, the Roanoke Valley is ringed with mountains. However, in a little bit of a counter to your statement, the executive fleet for the President of the United States actually uses Roanoke as a practice field when it's training new pilots, and they will bring in ships that when the President is on those ships are known as Air Force One into Roanoke, and a lot of people enjoy seeing those things doing touch and goes
right,
here in Roanoke, practicing out of the Air Force bases up there near Washington.
Hmm. Nelson, how many of these books have you put together now? And you've also put some books together that have more of your prose in there. But how many of these books have you put together at this point?
I believe this is the eighth one that I've worked on and been a part of that are basically photographically oriented.
How long does it take you to put these together, you know, assemble the photographs typically and put the captions on them?
Well, sure. Typically, it's about a year-long process because you really have to amass about 240 to 250 archival images because not all the images can be used for a variety of reasons. And you'll ultimately end up with around 200. So by the time you scan those, by the time you go to either museums or libraries or private individuals to access the photographs, is a considerable amount of time. And then, of course, you want to put a caption with the photograph that, you know, talks about the history and the development of the subject matter that's the topic of the book. And so in this particular case, I was very fortunate to have the co-author Marshall Harris working with me because of his expertise and background and passion for aviation. He was able to do a lot of the research and talk with his contacts so that we could put some really valuable information to accompany these archival images.
And you're just a huge history buff yourself, aren't you?
I am. I love Roanoke Valley history.
And just before I let you go, why is it important, Nelson, that for people to know where they're from, to look back on history, to see what downtown Roanoke looked like or some of the neighborhoods, Wasino, whatever? Why do you think it's important for people to kind of know their history?
Well, I think it's important for a couple of reasons. Number one is it shows the growth and development of Roanoke over 50 to the past 100 years. And that's just fun. It's just interesting material and interesting photographs. But, Gene, I think the most important thing is that it shows how visionaries and dreamers and people in Roanoke made the city and the valley what it is today. And the fact in this particular case with aviation in Roanoke that there were men and women who sought to put Roanoke at the forefront of the development of aviation, not only in Virginia, but really along the East Coast. And so whenever I look back at these archival images, whether I'm looking back at downtown as it once was or the airport as it once was, I'm reminded that what I'm looking at is the result of people who had dreams, had visions, and who put a lot of sweat equity into giving me and everyone else the Roanoke Valley that we enjoy today.
You know, before I let you go, this is sort of off topic, but you bring it up, you know, you talk about the you know, birth of the aviation industry and the aviation in the airport. Well, passenger train service is coming back to Roanoke for the first time in like 30-something years, in
right.
a few years. So it sort of seems like we're going to sort of be back, maybe some of that same feeling.
I hope so. I mean, I'm very excited that if we could get passenger rail service back, as many, many people are. And you're exactly right. I think the last passenger train out of Roanoke was in the early 70s. And
it might have been 40 years ago, right?
Right. So it would definitely be a great thing for Roanoke.
If people are interested in your book, Aviation in Roanoke, can they get it somewhere?
Yes, they can get it at both Barnes & Noble bookstores, Valley View and Tanglewood, museum gift shops, Virginia Museum of Transportation, History Museum downtown, Salem History Museum. They can get it online, Amazon.com and any other online retailer, as well as going to the publisher, Arcadia Publishing.
All right. The book is Aviation in Roanoke, Images of Aviation. Marshall Harris and Nelson Harris are the authors. And, gentlemen, thanks for joining us today.
Gene, thank you so much.
Thank you, Gene.